Those who worship here regularly, I don't know whether you recall John's name, but we prayed for John after that accident. We'd been told about it. We didn't know John back then. But God answers prayer, and we know him now. So it's a great encouragement to us to see that answer to prayer as well, and that you're using that answer to continue to serve the Lord. It's great encouragement for all of us. Thank you. If you would be interested hearing other stories like John's, on the table at the back there, there's some literature of a variety of things there, some little tiny tracts, some slightly larger booklets, all explaining about the gospel and the person of the Lord Jesus. And there are some paperback books. They're bright yellow. You can't miss them. They're free to take, and they have in them life stories similar to John's, different situations that people have been in, and how God has transformed their lives. So if you'd like to read more, help yourself to any of that literature that's on the table at the back after the service. Well, JP has asked me if I would read the passage that he would like us to consider this evening from God's Word. So I'm going to read from Mark chapter 2, and it's the first 12 verses. If you picked up one of the church Bibles on your way in this evening, the page number is 1440, 1440, Mark chapter 2. And we read from the first verse. And again, Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this."